This is Marina Piscini interviewing Ruth and Mansfield Bascom for the Archives of American Art on March 26, 1991 at their home in Paoli. Could you tell me something about Wharton's family, about what the family circumstances were like and what his father did?
I don't think any of us really know what his father did, do we?
No, no.
But the family was well off.
Well, his maternal grandfather was the founder of one Philadelphia bank, and the paternal grandfather was the founder of another Philadelphia bank. So there had been money in the family way back.
Also, his mother was Paris and was related to a sugar fortune. Paris Sugar Company, I think.
I'm not worried about me coming through loud and clear. And so he was, and they lived always in Philadelphia.
Yes.
In Philadelphia. Wharton was raised in West Philadelphia on Locust Street.
Mm-hmm.
In an area that is now the University of Pennsylvania. Okay. And the family had a large piece of land there, which had been subdivided bit by bit, generation by generation. And the Eschricks and his aunt lived in adjacent houses.
Yes.
There. So they would move back and forth from one house to the other. The kids would be in and out of the two houses.
Yeah.
Was religion important in the family at all?
They were staunch Episcopalians, and the house was next door to St. Mary's.
The church is still there on Locust Street, whatever the name of it is. They left the church. Wharton was an altar boy, except one time, because when you're giving communion, why, you have to fast, and so he had fasted, and he fainted. And back before he got out to the, he was fainted in what they call the chancel, anyhow, off stage. And what did he say?
Well, they just left him there.
Yes.
And so afterwards he said, "Jesus, if that's the way you're going to take care of me, forget it." He said he lost all interest in church after that.
Okay. So it was important for his family, but it wasn't anything that remained important for him at all.
No. In fact, he and Letty, his bride, moved out here to escape, to get away from family, religions. She'd been raised as a Catholic, and she gave up the church to get away from all the societal pressures of Philadelphia. They wanted to live organically. But that's getting ahead of the story.
Okay.
Anyway, that little anecdote of Wharton's about being an altar boy is typical of the way he would solve problems and discuss issues with humor. He was always able to get a point across very succinctly with a bit of humor.
Do you know when he became interested in art? I mean, was this like from the moment that he was old enough to hold a pencil, was drawing?
Absolutely, yes.
He used to draw on any piece of paper in the house, toilet paper, anything.
Backs of letters.
Was there anybody else in the family that was either an artist or was collected or had any sort of interest in art?
No. Didn't even understand.
Well, I think his older sister, Edith, did a little drawing, painting, but she never studied.
But the family really couldn't comprehend his wanting to be an artist.
No.
But he was just determined, and this was the thing. It was so important to him. Used to tell the story of getting up before dawn and going down into the living room and waiting patiently, pencil and paper, for the milkman to come.